Doctor Who, Consequences by Simon Hart.
Hi, this is Cy Hart, and I'm here to tell you a bit about the little scene you're about to hear called Consequences. The idea of this scene was to tie up a few of the loose ends left at the end of Magical History Tour. We'd very carefully sewn up the relationship between the Doctor and Rob by the end of the story and had the two of them reconciled, but we'd left the relationship between the Doctor and Nick hanging just slightly after the story because Nick was very angry with the Doctor about the way he casually wanted to get rid of Rob. So there had to be some comeback to that. I felt that Nick couldn't go off and have another adventure straight away without having his argument with the Doctor and resolving the tension between them. As part of my responsibility to these characters, I felt, as one of the authors of Magical History Tour, I had to sort that out so that the next writers coming in to write for our TARDIS team had a blank slate, really, so that they could go off and have adventures and not have to deal with any of the comeback from the other stories. I hope that you'll agree that Paul and Dave give their finest performances so far in this. I think they worked the material really well. It sounds brilliant. And this was my first attempt at the post-production, and I hope that you like it as much as I do. So here we are. Somewhere in space, the TARDIS is spinning towards its next destination, and the Doctor has something he needs to resolve. Consequences.
Nick, it's me. Can I come in?
What do you want?
I thought I'd better make sure you're okay, Nick. You shot off in such a rush, and we haven't seen you since. I was worried.
Don't worry about me. I'm just fine.
Which is why you've been in here for hours on your own, then. It's not the reunion I'd hoped for.
Well, what did you expect, eh, Doctor? You turn up out of the blue, literally, after supposedly being blown up, leaving me to cope as best I could, after months of psychic torture every time I heard Mr. Tambourine Man, and expect me to be pleased to see you?
I'm sorry I was so oblique. There just wasn't any other way I could get a proper message to you. I did the best I could.
And that makes it okay, does it?
No. No, not really, Nick. I'm sorry. I just thought you'd be pleased to hear something from me. I forget sometimes how much the telepathy hurts you.
Yeah, well, I'm used to that. It's everything else, Doctor.
You mean Brian?
Two lost souls looking after each other. That's what he said when we first met. And that's what we were, two people who looked out for each other. I found a place to live, Doctor, for the first time in my life. A place where I was happy and accepted and part of something, and that's gone now.
Oh, Nick, I had no idea.
No, you didn't. Sometimes all I want is a place where I fit in, and for those months with Brian, I found that, a place to live.
It couldn't last, Nick. You know that.
It could have done, Doctor. We were happy. Brian was happier and calmer with me than he'd ever been in his life. How can that be a bad thing?
It's not, Nick. But sometimes our actions have consequences for the web of...
The web of bloody time! I should have known. It's always about the web of time, isn't it? Not about the people. Not about Brian or Rob, eh, Doctor? Because they're mere details, aren't they?
Travelling in time comes with great responsibility. We have to have respect for things that are already established. Brian is so well written into history that letting him live even a day longer could have catastrophic effects. I couldn't let you change that. I know you know that, or else you wouldn't have let him go.
But you're always so concerned with the big picture, Doctor. You don't care about the people involved, or else you'd never have even considered leaving Rob in 1716.
It's not that I don't care. It's more that I care too much. I get so caught up in looking at the bigger picture that I often forget the details, as you put it. That's why I don't travel alone, Nick. I need you and Rob to remind me of the detail. If I didn't care, I'd never have saved you.
You saved me once, rescued me from a doomed future and brought me up. You've cared for me all these years. I just can't understand how you could do that and... Would you really have left Rob to die, Doctor?
What do you think? We'd have found a way to save him somehow, and the web of time. We always do. Nick, I do care. You have to believe me. I wouldn't sacrifice either of you.
I meant it, though, Doctor. I won't travel with anyone who thinks so little of his friends' lives.
I know, and I promise to try to remember to look at the detail in future. Nick, I'm truly sorry about all I've put you through.
I know. I do still believe in you. I missed you, Doctor. Even during my wonderful time in 1967, you know.
Oh, Nick, I missed you too. I even missed Rob a bit.
You two are the closest I've got to a family. Rob came to find me across time and space, and you came back too, Doctor. One day I'll find that place to settle down in, but for now I couldn't do much better.
Thank you, Nick. Fancy a cup of tea and finding out what the other member of the family is up to?
Yeah, that sounds fab.